Hi, everybody. This is Brad with the United Way of Columbia and Greene Counties. You are listening to WGXC ACRA, Columbia and Greene Counties, 90.7 on the dial.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we're going to hear about the event planned Saturday, July 23rd, for Plastic Free July in Albany. We're going to hear from Mark Thurston of the group Zero Waste Capital District and Beyond Plastics about that effort to eliminate plastics this month all over the world, and particularly in Albany on Saturday. We'll hear about that and more, plus the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Channel connection and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network.
You can find all about the Hudson-based circus, the Bindlesiff Family Circus, on the WGXC community calendar. They're hosting the Bindlesiff Circus's Summer of Joy 2022 in Hudson with five different programs for youth ages 6 through young adults, including circus art intensives for youth and participation in the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival Parade. Also work on costume design and fabrication. They host the Hudson Juggling Club at Waterfront Wednesdays in Hudson, and a restorative justice facilitation training with the Hudson Youth Center and the Restorative Center of Newburgh. These programs run from June 29th to August 24th. You can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that Democrat Pat Ryan massively outraised his Republican opponent Mark Molinaro last quarter as the two county executives enter the final month of campaigning before the August 23rd special election. They are vying to fill the vacant 19th congressional district seat, formerly held by Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. Ryan, the Ulster County executive, raised nearly $1.1 million in the 3 months ending June 30th, compared to the $471,000 raised by Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, according to the Federal Elections Commission filings released last week. But because Molinaro started raising money before Ryan, he has a larger stockpile of money than his opponent. Molinaro filed his first set of contributions with the FEC in October and has raised a total of almost $1.5 million. The majority of each candidate's fundraising came from individual contributions. Each of them also received money from political action committees. Ryan raised just over $56,000 from political committees, while Molinaro raised $48,000, which included $10,000 from a political action committee connected to Peckham Industries, a mining and road construction company in Greene County. Ryan and Molinaro are both raising money for the 19th District special election and the midterms as well, with Ryan vying to represent the new 18th Congressional District and Molinaro looking to represent the new 19th District. Heading into the final month of campaigning, Molinaro has an advantage on spending with just over $1 million in cash on hand compared to $576,000 for Ryan. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Chris Bragg reports in the Times Union that entrepreneur Charlie Tabili's family has donated nearly $300,000 to Governor Kathy Hochul's election campaign. Since December, Tabili's company, Digital Gadgets LLC, received $637 million in taxpayer funds to provide the State Department of Health at-home COVID-19 test kits. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's Open Book NY website has no record of a formal contract being signed between Digital Gadgets and the Department of Health. Jennifer Freeman, a spokesman for DiNapoli's office, said, and I quote, "These purchase orders did not come to DiNapoli's office for review and approval," end quote. Another official says the company came through with the test kits. Brian Lesring, a Hochul senior advisor, said, and I quote, "Digital Gadgets successfully delivered all the tests the state needed within the requested time," end quote. Lesring claims that Digital Gadgets was picked because they were the only company that could provide many tests before school reopened in early January 2022. Previously, Digital Gadgets failed to fulfill large COVID-19 contracts with New York City and with the administration of former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
William J. Kemble reports for the Daily Freeman that the effort of Champlain-Hudson Power Express to lay a 1,250-megawatt electric transmission line in the Hudson River has received objections from seven municipalities in Ulster and Dutchess counties concerned about potential harm to their water systems. Rhinebeck Village Mayor Gary Bassett said last week that talks over who would oversee testing and monitoring in advance of jet plowing a trench in the Hudson River bottom have reached an impasse. The Hudson Seven, a group of municipalities that draw their drinking water from the Hudson River, include the town of Esopus, the town and village of Rhinebeck, the town and city of Poughkeepsie, and the towns of Lloyd and Hyde Park. Their water systems serve a total of 100,000 combined customers. Champlain-Hudson Power Express has defended its use of jet plowing as a way to keep sediment from spreading when creating a 7-foot-wide trench in the river to lay a power line. Bassett said other significant disagreements were over how many harmful substances would be included in the tests and over monitoring of the tests. Champlain-Hudson Power Express officials said details are still being finalized. The company's statement said state and Dutchess County health officials have been involved in discussions about the water intakes. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Governor Kathy Hochul announced July 18th more than $38 million for the Farm Line Protection Implementation Grants Program, including several in Columbia County. The 40 awarded projects will protect a total of 11,772 acres of farmland. Hochul said, and I quote, "We must continue to protect New York's precious farmland so our agricultural footprint can grow and so our producers can thrive for generations to come," end quote. She added, and I quote, "I am proud that we supported the Farmland Protection Program in this year's budget with an increased allocation, demonstrating our commitment to New York's agricultural industry. As a result of the funding being provided today, we are protecting nearly 12,000 acres of farmland for continued agricultural use, including right here on Long Island," end quote. Columbia Land Conservancy and Scenic Hudson Land Trust are getting $1,282,865 to protect 216 acres of Samarkand Orchards McIntosh LLC, $893,925 to protect 366 acres of the Grazen Angus Acre. The Dutch's Land Conservancy is also getting $752,564 to protect 150 acres on Master's Farm in Columbia County, and three grants for $923,757 to protect 187 acres on Cedar Ridge Farm, $1,460,944 to protect 144 acres on Over Creek Farm, and $615,299 to protect 109 acres on Primrose Hill Farm in Dutchess County.
Mara Rosner reports for Columbia Green Media that the Quarry Steakhouse on Route 26, once one of Coxsackie's most popular restaurants until 3 years ago, will be demolished, town officials said. For many years, the Quarry Steakhouse, under the ownership of the Merchant family, was the site of numerous fundraisers and celebrations, from Girl Scout parties to political dinners. The town board in June voted unanimously in favor of demolishing the fire-damaged structure. The board informed the current property owner, Long Island businessperson Joseph Pasqualoni, of its decision shortly thereafter. In its current condition, the property violates the town of Coxsackie's unsafe buildings code, according to the letter. Under that code, structures damaged by fire as well as unsafe fire-damaged buildings must be demolished or repairs initiated within 30 days of the fire. Coxsackie town officials have received many complaints, and the property has been inspected in accordance with town code. Town code enforcement officer Edward Pebler has deemed the building unsafe and in danger of collapse. The restaurant has been closed since it was sold in 2018. Quote, "It's very sad," unquote, town supervisor Rick Hans said 3 years ago. Quote, "We had a lot of very enjoyable times there over the years, and it's a sad thing to see the source of so many great memories go up in smoke," unquote. Quarry Steakhouse was originally established by former Coxsackie Mayor Henry Ralsh on his 20th birthday in April 1973. The following year, a banquet hall was added on to the restaurant. In 1984, the restaurant was sold to the Merchant family, who operated it for the next 34 years. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Maria Villanueva reports at NBC News New York that Governor Kathy Hochul has $11.7 million in campaign cash in the bank, while Republican challenger Lee Zeldin has just $1.6 million. The state's Republican Party had about $80,000 in the bank as of July 11th, while the Democratic Party has $376,000 to spend before the November election. Hochul has gotten most of the money from real estate developers, hedge fund managers, health insurer Fidelis, and unions representing New York City hotels and restaurant workers. Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado, Hochul's running mate, received $943,000 in television ads from Protect Our Future, a group funded by crypto firm FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. Hochul has not yet signed a 2-year limited moratorium on digital currency mining at fossil fuel power plants that the legislature has passed. Zeldin's top donors include FTX CEO Ryan Salam and Home Depot co-founder Ken Langone. Zeldin voted against certifying the 2020 election results, even though there is no proof of major election fraud. And you can read that full story at NBC News New York.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory for our area from noon on Wednesday to 8 p.m. There will be a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be sunny and hot with a temperature high near 92 degrees and heat index values as high as 96 degrees. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 71 degrees. And on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny and hot with a temperature high near 91 degrees. And Thursday night showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m. It will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 65 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wednesday, July 20th, tune in to all sorts of live creative community members on the air at 90.7 FM, including at 11 a.m. It's time for the Mirage Station with Mayuka Fujino live in Accra. At noon, we go live to Catskill with Spike Priggen and his Bedazzled Radio Hour show that's on for 2 hours, live from his Spike's Record Rack store on Main Street in Catskill. At 4 p.m., we're live in Accra with the WGXC Afternoon Show. At 7 p.m., we're live from New York City with the Hacker Quarterly 2600 and their Off the Hook show, simulcast with WBAI in New York. At 8 p.m., we're live from Hudson with Peter McPartland and Anya Kanovskaya and Rock and Roll High School. 10 p.m., we're live from Ulster County with Jeff Economy and his Snack Point Charlie show. And then we stay live in Ulster County for another 2 hours at midnight with Go Go Kitty from Peter Aaron, simulcast on Radio Kingston and on WGXC 90.7 FM, your creative home for community radio.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
One way you can help community radio station WGXC during our summer pledge drive is coming out to attend some of the events we have lined up for you. On Thursday, July 21st, the two Wayfarm Artists-in-Residence, Aaron Dillaway and Victoria Shen, perform at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Tune in or turn out Thursday, July 21st for this performance. You can buy merch there from the performers and merch from WGXC that benefits the community radio station. And Wave Farm in Acre will also be open to the public on Saturday, July 23rd and Sunday, July 24th during Upstate Art Weekend, where several dozen local venues will be open to the public to tour for to see art and hear art, and Wave Farm is one of them. You can come out and purchase a hat or a hoodie or a t-shirt or a mug or get a bumper sticker for WGXC and enjoy performances from Wayfarm Artists in Residence Aaron Dillaway and Victoria Chen in the afternoon on Saturday, July 23rd and Sunday, July 24th. Tune in or turn out these performances and help WGXC during our summer pledge drive at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Thank you.
On Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, right here on WGXC. You can tune in to listen to the program La Melinda Humane. On this program, you will hear music, found sounds, intentional noise, words, field recordings, all together, all at once. Tune in to Live and Humane, live radio from Hudson, New York, on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, July 20th. Early morning temperatures range from 67 degrees in Hunter to 71 in Germantown. Soil temperature is 72 degrees. Heat advisories are out for the Twin Counties again, ending at 8 p.m. Temperatures will reach 94 degrees by 4 p.m. Dew points are in the low 70s, so it's going to feel really hot and humid. So stay near water and air conditioning today. The mugginess hangs in the air overnight as temperatures fall to 72 degrees. Tomorrow looks stormy most of the day with a high of 90. A humid 68 degrees overnight takes us into a hot but dry Friday with a high of 92. Saturday, things stay dry and we see a high of 94, but Sunday, still hot. However, rain starts showing back up on the horizon. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:32 a.m., then high tide at 9:15 a.m., low tide again at 3:50 p.m., then high tide once again at 9:53 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 78. Sunset today will be at 8:13 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:33 a.m. Looking way up, we see an approaching coronal mass ejection is expected today with a G1 class magnetic storm as a response. Solar wind speed is currently 426.6 kilometers per second at 5.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4. Unsettled. The current sunspot number is 114. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Philip Grant of Nassau, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Throw away your bulky transmitters and broadcasting towers. The Superstar Celebrity Microphone lets you hear your voice through any AM radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
He's in for some loving.
Next here is 2021 new music from Byron Westbrook. His album is Distortion Hue, and the song is called Ricochet Waves.
Hey, man, I saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh, yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. Oh, rad, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
They are coming for the right to marriage.
After the House passed a bill to codify national recognition for same-sex marriage, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted other court-established rights could be at risk following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan argued the Respect for Marriage Act is unnecessary and pointed out numerous states banned same-sex marriage before it was legalized by the Supreme Court.
The Obergefell decision undid what 35 states have on their law in their respective state. 30 of those states, it was the vote of the people, as I said before. This legislation is going to just, I guess, go after the decision of the respective states and the voters in those states.
Along with all Democrats voting in favor, 47 Republicans also supported the measure. A group of Democratic senators introduced a bill to nearly double funding for the Title X family planning program over the next decade. Minnesota's Tina Smith says it would protect critical access to reproductive health care.
So I ask Senate Republicans who claim to be champions of family planning and women's health to join us in supporting Title X.
Meanwhile, outside the Supreme Court,
be advised you are currently engaged in illegal demonstrations.
17 members of Congress were among 35 people arrested for blocking traffic outside the building during an abortion rights protest. Cori Bush of Missouri was among those taken into custody as the group called for action from President Biden.
So many of our constituents have been reaching out to us afraid.
In Massachusetts today, President Joe Biden will unveil new steps to combat climate change. Biden has not decided whether to declare an emergency to unlock federal resources to combat the problem. During a House Transportation Committee hearing, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the cost of electric vehicles is currently not within reach for all consumers, but promoted tax credits.
The more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
Buttigieg also clashed with Congressman Troy Nels, who questioned Biden's mental fitness.
I will look beyond the insulting nature of that question and make clear to you that the President
have
of the United States...
Have you spoken to any other cabinet members about implementing the 25th Amendment on President Biden?
Of course not. Please.
A rematch in 2024 between Biden and Donald Trump could be another close race, polls show. Should the former president run, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects competition from his own party.
Look, I think we're going to have a crowded field for president. I assume that most of that will unfold later, and people will be picking their candidates during a crowded primary field.
And a Georgia district attorney says 16 fake electors are targets of an investigation into efforts by Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election results. All are fighting subpoenas to testify. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the voting booth in Ohio, The Ohio Redistricting Commission has doubled down on implementing a rigged state legislative voting map. Back in May, as we reported, a federal court panel refused to hear an appeal and returned it to the state to create a new map, not budging on moving the August 2nd state primary date. Now, with the clock ticking, the Ohio Capital Journal reports that Governor Mike DeWine and Secretary of State Frank LaRose are pushing for the gerrymandered February version of the map because the Ohio Redistricting Commission is, quote, out of options. Fair Maps advocates have asked the courts to hold the commission members in contempt and to order new fair maps by the end of the week. The February map was one of three maps rejected by the Ohio Supreme Court as being manipulated for partisan advantage. In May, the Federal Court of Appeals panel ordered that the map approved in February would be the default if the state could not draw a new map by May 28. Instead of doing the right thing and drawing a fair map, the Ohio Redistricting Commission submitted another gerrymandered one, which was again rejected by the Ohio Supreme Court. It's not clear whether the August 2nd primary could be invalidated due to the lack of time for candidates to conduct a campaign. We're going to need a bigger booth. More details on this saga are available at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Randy D. said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Here's 2021 new music from Lily Konigsberg. The song is Oh Me. We are tuning into some of the outdoor sounds at Wave Farm during our WGXC Summer Pledge Drive. We're tuning in the sounds of nature all summer, year-round, really, on 90.7 FM. And this is another reason you might want to make a donation during our Summer Pledge Drive now through July 28th at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. And the sounds of your local nature on the radio is one reason you might become a sustaining supporter. Another is all the local events you find out about on the radio with interviews and features on the air and in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. You can go there yourself and add an event to the community calendar if you're helping to organize a local fundraiser for your church or your lecture group has a talk coming up. Put it on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org. Click on Add an Event and type in the information about your event. And soon enough, people like me will be reading your event on the radio, and people around the world will see it at wgxc.org in the community calendar. Like the Teen Sound Circles, every Wednesday this summer in Hudson, Sarah Van Buren is putting on, getting teens into deep listening. That's at Henry Hudson Riverfront Park from 2:30 to 4:30 on Wednesday, July 20th. Also on Wednesday, there is a Catskill Library Board meeting. That's at 6:45 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar. Thursday, July 21st, PS21 in Hudson is showing Three Decembers, the story of an aging Broadway star and her two adult children. That is all weekend at PS21 in Chatham, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Find out more on the WGXC.org community calendar. Then Thursday, July 21st, is also a live performance at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Wave Farm Artist-in-Residence Aaron Dillaway and Victoria Shen are each performing solo acts and also together. And Fascia Bruta is opening the show, which will be on the radio from 8 to 10 p.m. at 90.7 FM. There'll be a live web stream of the entire show at WGXC.org. And you can turn out in person to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill 8 to 11 p.m. on Thursday, July 21st. To see Aaron Dillaway, Victoria Shen, and Fascia Bruta. Then on Friday, July 22nd, there are many other events. Spindlesith Circus Summer of Joy is happening throughout the summer. You can find out more about that online in the WGXC community calendar. Saturday, July 23rd, there are a tour in the fields at the Sculpture Park at Art Omai in Ghent. It's from 10 a.m. to 11:15. It's a family-oriented tour at Art Omai in Ghent Saturday morning. Also Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., there's a live firefighter demonstration and obstacle course at the Museum of Firefighting in Hudson. That's from 10:30 a.m. to noon. You can also visit Wave Farm during Upstate Art Weekend on Saturday, July 23rd and Sunday, July 24th. Find out more about Upstate Art Weekend, all the locations, and the Wave Farm opening on the WGXC community calendar. The Ankrum Opera House also hosts its Crystal Radio Sessions Upstate on Saturday, July 23rd. That's at 8 p.m. at the Ankrum Opera House with a show at the Hilltop Barn in Roland Jensen Park. Also, the Bridge Street Theater has a jazz show with Michael Moss on reeds, Alexis Marcello on piano, Adam Lane on bass, and Ismael Baez on drums. The band is called Roots to Shoots. They perform at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill Saturday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. Also, the legendary Bush Tetras are back, and they're performing at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, July 23rd. The founding members Cynthia Silly and Pat Place, joined by R.B. Corbett of King Missile and Pussy Galore and Steve Shelley of Sonic Youth. That's at Tubby's in Kingston, 8 p.m. Saturday, July 23rd. On Sunday, July 24th, there is a Banana Splitter show at the Hudson Hall, the Hudson Opera House. That's at 1 p.m. Matt Maneri, the legendary jazz performer, is at Opus 40 performing with some of his friends. He plays viola, and you can hear him at 3 p.m. at Opus 40 in Saugerties. And then Brian Dewan and friends are playing at the Sunday Night Swim at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Turn out in person at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Sunday, July 24th, or tune in at a WGXC web stream at wgxc.org/listen. Find out more about all these events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. And if you care about supporting your community, you can also make a donation to your community radio station during our summer pledge drive, wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Thank you. Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Joined today by Mark Thurston, who is a volunteer with Zero Waste Capital District. And they are helping with a statewide day of action on Saturday, July 23rd, gathering at 10:30 a.m. at the Market Store, Market 32, 40 Delaware Avenue in Albany. So, Mark, why don't you just give us a quick introduction? What is Zero Waste Capital District, and what is this event taking place on Saturday?
Yeah, sure. Well, first, let me say thank you for having me on. So Zero Waste Capital District is an Albany-based coalition of volunteers, pretty much educating the public on sustainable waste management. And this Saturday, July 23rd, we are, with the help of Beyond Plastics, we are hosting a plastic take-back action as part of Plastic Free July. At 10:30, we're going to be bringing our single-use plastic packaging that we accumulate from routine grocery shopping back to Market 32 on Delaware Avenue in Albany. We're going to pile up our bags of plastic packaging and demand that Price Chopper implement alternative ways to sell the food we need without using excessive and unnecessary single-use plastic packaging that is polluting our planet and threatening our health.
Now, do you want people to join you at this event?
Oh, of course, yes. The more the merrier. We want to really show that our action has grassroots community support, so they can actually, take some action. We're hoping that they can implement a bulk section for their store brand products. It's called Picks. And maybe get rid of some of their single-use produce bags, clamshells, and other plastic packaging.
Now, you know, I know various supermarkets, I assume Price Chopper, say, oh, bring your, you know, your plastic wrappings, you know, back to the store and, you know, we'll recycle it. You know, is that very efficient? Does that work well?
See, the thing about plastics recycling, at least for resin numbers 3 to 7, it doesn't actually happen. Oftentimes, these single-use plastics are too flimsy and too low quality and too expensive to recycle to actually be turned into anything of value. So basically, the economic option for municipal recycling programs is either to incinerate these packaging or landfill them. So at the end of the day, plastics recycling, while it works for numbers 1 and 2, sometimes doesn't work for anything else.
You know, my recollection is the local governments have taken, you know, some steps. I remember some type of restrictions on styrofoam. What has generally been the, you know, response to local governments to the issue of, you know, trying to reduce the amount of single-use plastics?
It's a good question. I think a practical policy solution is to, at least when it comes to cutlery and such like that, outright banning, you know, restaurants from dispensing plastic spoons and forks and that kind of stuff. But when it comes to actually plastic packaging in grocery stores, which is the target of our action this weekend, like I said, bulk sections, incentivizing people to bring their own mesh and canvas bags, that can be reused hundreds of times before they have to be disposed of. Bring your own jars to bulk sections. There's a lot of practical ways to reduce the impact of plastic packaging and ways that are very practical and very intuitive.
Well, how can people, you know, educate themselves about, you know, some of these steps to take? I think, you know, most people get an idea, you got to bring your reusable bags to the store now because of the plastic bag ban, but some of these other ideas, your suggestion, Is there like a good, you know, web page for them to get that type of information?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for those that want to learn more about the plastics crisis and for ways to take action and reduce their impact, can go to www.beyondplastics.org. They have a ton of great resources on how to get on how to educate yourself and also how to get involved in local community actions such as this one. You can also check out Zero Waste Capital District. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a website at www.zerowastecd.org.
Now, I understand that part of the event on Saturday will include, delivering a letter to, Price Chopper about this issue. You know, what are some of the things, that will be in that letter? And have you had any response, so far from Price Chopper?
Sure. So pretty much our letter, which is going to go to the management of that particular store, as well as the CEO of Price Chopper, pretty much this letter just lays out the plastic crisis, pretty much how between 9 and 15 million metric tons of plastics enter our ocean every single year, not to mention the plastic trash that litters our streets, our parks, and our very own Hudson River. We lay out the environmental impact of plastic, how they don't biodegrade. They simply break down into smaller and smaller pieces, how they work their way into our soil and our air and our water, and how, if consumed by humans, which early studies have indicated that we eat about a credit card's worth of plastic every week. Early research indicates that the consumption of this plastic can cause health problems, including the risk of obesity, cancer, infertility, diabetes, and developmental disorders. So we emphasize these health risks and then proceed to lay out very easy ways that Price Chopper, Market 32, as well as their parent company Tops, can reduce their use of plastic packaging.
Now, I mentioned earlier that this, sort of a statewide day of action at Beyond Plastics, which I probably should mention my wife, Judith, thank is basically run. So I guess there are dozens of these events taking place across the state on Saturday. What are some of the other efforts that Zero Waste are doing in the Capital District to try to, reduce waste?
Sure. Well, Zero Waste Capital District is very present in Albany, Troy, Schenectady area. We go to the many farmers markets on Saturday. We have a little booth where we educate people on best ways to compost and avoid plastic, the use of plastic, as well as I believe during the Tula Festival, we also help sort out ways to help our municipality process it better and hopefully make it so things can get actually recycled and composted in a sustainable way.
If people can't join you on Saturdays, are there other ways they can encourage, Price Chopper or other supermarkets to, have a better stance on single-use plastics?
Sure. I mean, you could always sign on to our letter, which you can find on our Facebook page. Also, you can just take very personal steps in how you behave as a consumer. Like I mentioned earlier, you can bring your own bags, you can bring your own jars to bulk sections. Personally, I shop at Honest Weight in Albany. I love their bulk section. Oftentimes their products are cheaper because they can avoid the cost of single-use plastic packaging. It's a win-win-win, really. You save money, store saves money, and you help the planet in the process. So there are a lot of steps that you can take as a personal consumer to help move things along in a sustainable way.
Now, this event is taking place 10:30 Saturday, July 23rd at Market 32, 40 Delaware Avenue in Albany. How long is the event going to last? People should show up a little before 10:30. How can they coordinate with you?
Yeah, we're going to meet at 10:15 at the bus stop at the intersection of Delaware Avenue and Elm Street. We're going to meet there at 10:15, and then at 10:30, we're going to walk over to the parking lot right outside the store, and you can meet us there at 10:30. You can bring a sign. Signs are very encouraged. We're going to have our very own plastic monster in attendance. It's going to be a great event, and I think everyone should come.
Okay, well, we've been talking with Mark Thurston, who's a volunteer for Zero Waste Capital District. Mark, web pages, Facebook pages again?
Sure. You can find the Zero Waste Capital District Facebook page at Zero Waste Capital District on Facebook, and www.zerowastecd.org is our website.
Well, thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
I know things have been rough lately, but I want to remind you that I love you, and am working hard to be with you. You've got a great heart. So loved. Even if you weren't, all you'd have to remember is to love yourself, above everything else. That's the most important love you can experience. Thanks for doing this thing with me. I love you, dearly. I appreciate you, and I know things suck a lot right now, but our friendship is valuable, and all of the work we've put into it over the years was worth it. It was always worth it. Please hold on to this note, and whenever you miss me, look at it and know that I love you.